I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What, you plug it in?
I'm plugging in my memory.
Do you remember?
It was the 21st night of September. Love was changing the minds of pretenders.
I don't know what's...
While chasing the clouds away.
Shockingly bad.
Do you want to do it again?
No!
Okay.
Yvette and Glenn.
I'm going to join in. I don't even know what that was.
Put your arse away.
I'll put me out. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's the sort of like the backing singer vocals for Michael Jackson, isn't it? You know that, put your pens away. Could be put your arse away.
Did they kind of whisper that kind of?
Yeah. Mary?
Hello.
What's the Michael Jackson song where the backing singers put your pens away? Liberian Girl.
Liberian Girl. You onomatopoeia.
Oh, Librarian Girl. Is it?
It's not Librarian Girl.
It's not Librarian. It's Liberian.
It's Liberian. People in Liberia.
Is it a place, Liberia? I don't know that. Is
Libya.
Libya.
No. Labia. I think there's a place called Labia.
No, there is not. No, that's a woman's lady garden, isn't it?
Labia Girl. Get the lawnmower out.
Labia.
Trimmer in her case.
Hedge trimmer.
Chainsaw.
How are we all?
Yes. All the better for seeing you in your wild hair, Glenneth.
Thank you very much. I don't know what's going on. It's like a crow's nest, isn't
it? Let me cut it for you.
How about no?
Live on the podcast now.
No.
Oh.
We could dye it something funky.
We could. Yeah.
Yeah. Got some black hair dye. I'm purple.
Oh, purple and black.
I don't look like Phyllis from whenever...
What do you mean? You already do. You just need a touch-up, love.
Birthday something.
Ooh, aye.
I'll tell you what, though. We started that song because we are recording this on the 21st night of September.
We are.
Which also means, ladies and gentlemen, we are 2 days away from somebody's special birthday.
I know. Yeah. Is it me?
It's you. It's all about me.
Yes.
So to that end, I have got you a little something.
Have you got me a little? Is it cheesy?
I said on our third
date. Is it spherical?
And she said exactly that.
Did I? Is it cheesy and spherical?
Well, yes. Do you want me to give it to you now, madam?
Oh, come on. That's then. Give it to me now. Come on, whistle. Oh, look.
Now,
Would you like to describe the
offering? Well, I can tell that the offering is... Well, I think it's a wine bottle, which my friend Glenneth knows his other friend very well.
It's in a bag, though, isn't it?
It is in a bag.
Across the table to
it's a sparkly bag.
I can't wait to grab all this.
Give it to me. Give it to me, bitch. Oh, sorry. I don't know what came over me there. Just give me the... Give it to me.
There you go.
All right.
Snatched it from me.
What is it?
What is it?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Pink.
It's a rather large bottle. It's a rather large bottle of Gordon's Premium Pink Distilled Gin. Well, I never did. I didn't know they did that.
Yes, well, now you do.
Oh, and the most important, of course, the card.
Oh, she just left the card in there. She saw the alcohol and just left the card in there.
Poor Glenn's
actually fished the card out.
Yeah, and the card reads... That's me walking. Happy birthday. Has a certain gin ne sais quoi. Dear Yvette, hope you have a...
Simply marvellous?
Oh, simply marvellous birthday. Right, with lots of love, Kath. Cheers. Gin. Your writing has got worse over the years.
It has, hasn't it?
It's got really bad.
I mean, I'm used to typing all the time these days, so you barely write, and that's
Could
the problem.
Could it be that perhaps Dr. Driscoll is... emanating your aura?
I think that's probably what it is. I'm channeling my inner doctor.
Exactly.
Dr. Driscoll is emanating your aura.
It could be, you know, because he's amongst us, isn't he?
He's a monk.
I'm going to put that up on the shelf.
Yeah, put that on the shelf. And whilst you do that, let me get something else out for you. Because you have prepared for us a lovely lasagna this evening, and it was absolutely delicious. And I've come with desserts. So I thought, birthday treat. We've never really done this on the podcast before.
What have you
got? And I hope you don't mind them at all, but...
dildo.
It is, yeah. Now, Watson was climbing all over this bag when I brought it into the house earlier this afternoon. It's...
Oh, my God!
I've just taken my pants down, everyone. Listening. No. It's... What is it?
I am very happy. This is a Krispy Kreme donuts, and there's like
12 in there.
Oh my God!
Of course, Eva, you get first dibs.
Wow, Glenneth, who needs Ange? Hey, when you've got Krispy Kreme. Sorry, Mum, didn't mean that. Which one shall I go for? I'm not sure.
Smell that wafts the moment you open the box.
I'm going to go with that one. That one there.
You're going for a glazed ring.
Glazed ring. I do like.
It's not the first time, is it?
Go for it, people.
Go on after you.
No, Carl.
I'm coming over.
Carl and Mary next.
Glenn's in our bubble, so I'm going to come over and kiss him. Oh,
that's you're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Pleasure. Straight with this one.
I'm going to go straight with that one.
Oh, what's... You don't know what's in it till you eat it, do you?
That's got cream.
So what you said on your third day, isn't it?
To be fair, that's what I say every night.
Fair enough. Right. Mary, what are you going for?
Oh, no, it's between these two.
Oh, my God,
are you going for the pink ring?
We are so filthy.
Which one? Help me decide. There's either a darky chocolate
one. Go for that plain one.
No, I'm okay, thank you. I'll go for this one right here.
Oh, my God. Is it custard?
Oh, that's the good one. I'll go for this chocolate one at the very end.
Go for it.
Chocolate. It's got chocolate sprinkles.
Well, what a wonderful surprise.
Wow.
Cheers.
How lovely. Cheers. Donut cheers.
I've got a feeling that from now on, this might have to be a thing.
Tradition.
I'm going to have to.
Donuts on the birthday.
The big problem is...
Ah.
I don't want to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole point.
Me too. Well, I've been trying to be healthy, but I'm just going to have to just give it a wide berth.
That was your birthday week.
I think we're just going to have to just go for it.
Who tries to be healthy in a birthday week?
Well,
no one.
I know. Well, I noticed the old waistline was going up with this lockdown thing. I thought, this is ridiculous. I won't be able to squeeze into those, you know.
Darling, you look absolutely fantastic. Your waistline hasn't gone up. And in fact...
Oh.
When Stuart came round, what was the first thing he said to you?
He said, "Bye, Wash."
And he said, "Have you lost weight, love?"
He did. I'm putting put that there because there's a fly flying around on the donut.
Covered fingers, painted brown.
Sorry, everybody. We were just not really being very entertaining there because we were just enjoying these wonderful donuts. My God!
See, a lot of you girls out there.
My God!
You see, Glenn has a very large female following. if I had seen with him with chocolate on his fingers and him licking it, it would have sent them into a spiral of a quivering mess.
Why is your knee jiggling up and down?
Because I fancy Glenn.
I thought that's what it was. I thought that's what it was.
Of course, it's not a podcast until we've opened up the cheesy balls.
Ow.
Or cheesy something.
Now, so where are these
cheesy
from?
Puffs from Sainsbury's.
Right, let's cheesy try the cheesy puffs from Sainsbury's.
So there you go. I've officially declared the podcast open by opening
up
the packet.
Right, let's see. Well done, Glenneth.
Let me just try these.
It's a bit strange, Mary. Straight I'll after something so sweet.
I know. How are they for you?
Not as good as Watsits.
No?
No, nothing's as good as Watsits.
Fair enough.
I have to say, I had... Carl got me a bag of the huge Watsits. Have you seen
those? Oh, yes, I've not... Couldn't find any today. I was looking for some.
Didn't...
Were you not enamoured?
No, too much.
Okay. I've also got something for Carl.
Oh, my God.
To share with me, because I know... some Marmite cashews, everyone.
Whoa.
Marmite cashews.
So there we go. I'll let you have the privilege of opening those.
Wow. Any more? Bloody heck. What else is going
to... And there is...
The finger?
Yeah. Well, not just the finger,
ladies. Are you
going to
slip me one? What are you going to... What?
Would you and Mary like a fabulous finger?
One.
Okay, they are.
They are all fabulous fingers.
Oh my God!
Double dipped.
Double dipped in chocolate
dipped.
And white chocolate.
Go
as
on,
well.
Give us a double dipping, Glenn.
You can have a double dipped fabulous finger.
I know
it's a spoiler, woman.
You know those cashews? Do you reckon if they were made on a dairy farm, they'd be called cowshoes?
No, Mary, stop it
now. Sorry.
Get out.
That wasn't too bad.
It
wasn't too bad.
I was watching, as Carl will tell you, as you know, Glenn, yes. I love stand-up comedy, and I was watching Mickey Flanagan. For those people out there who've never heard of Mickey Flanagan but love stand-up, go and watch him. He's a Cockney guy, talks a lot, at, you know, but he was actually talking about, because we're talking about fingers there, and he was actually talking about... How when we were all young, I don't know if I'm about to say this.
No, I know where you're going with this.
When you were young and kids, blokes would say to their friend,
"Did you finger her?"
In American terms, what's that? Third base.
Is that third base?
I don't know.
First base is
kissing.
Kissing. Second base is touching of the boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, I've heard this in two ways, because sometimes the touching of the boobs is a... there's a base is over the top of bra and under bra.
Ah.
And they're two different bases, apparently.
I reckon, right, first base kissing.
Yeah.
Second base is overclothed fondling. Third base is when you're stripping off and you're having a bit of a play and maybe even... having a cheeky wiggle of the digits. And then...
A wiggle of the digits.
And did you finger her?
Fourth base is the full... fourth base is the full Monty.
Right.
Right.
Anyone in America who's listening, can you actually...
Clarify
this.
Or Australia. Yeah. Is Australia the same as England?
Yeah, good point, well made.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's much further away from...
So did you ever... but did any of you two... Did any of you two... Christ, I can't speak... Did either of you two say to any of your friends, did you finger him?
Oh, yeah. No. It was the
I said to Glenn quite often, did you finger him?
Did you finger him? You said that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whether they did or not, it's a different story. But
no, the answer is always, yeah, of course it did.
Yeah.
I think I asked my
stock
old
answer.
Male best friend Sammy when he had female friends... around his house.
And you'd say... What, you'd just say, what, did you finger
her? Well, no, so we'd be on the conversation, oh, how did it go? Oh, yeah, so did you finger her?
Did you really? Yeah. Is that something that you ask?
Yeah, but then oh, did you think, oh, was it a bit more, come on, Sammy, did you have a shag? That sort of thing.
But it's so specific, isn't it, to say, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget, you see, I come from down south, and we never said such things.
Yes, you did. You just admitted to saying it.
No.
Oh, it's Glenn. Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
No, we never said such things because we had too much respect for females.
And then.
Will you turn that down? It's beeping off. Like, bing, bing, bing. It's like you keep saying.
It's like you got something in the microwave.
And now I've put.
They're having a go at me for my phone.
No. It's because I put a picture up of me and my friend having a little joint birthday thing, and so people have gone, oh, it's your birthday, happy birthday, which
birthday
is lovely,
pings.
But it's not till Wednesday.
Not till Wednesday,
no. Yeah.
It's Mum's birthday.
And you're not having a birthday this year.
I'm not having a birthday this year.
By the time this goes out, it might be after your birthday.
Well, it will be. Obviously, it's not going to go out before now.
Depends how busy I am.
Well, this is true. Mm. Right, we've got a bulldog here trying to squash his face between yes. our legs. Because he knows that he can smell the cheesy butt. He can smell the cheese.
he knew those donuts were in that bag earlier
oh
today as well.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. So, how was your day?
How was your day?
Oh, today, I was round Agnes's house.
Were you?
It's a primer that would be giving her a call tonight.
Oh, right.
And I thought, what's all this? She's looking for things to do. So I thought, I took a leaf out of Carl's book, I'll give her some basic self-defence lessons.
Sorry, you just... where? In the front room, in the garden?
In the backyard. Outside the house, generally speaking. Well, it had to be. There's more space for a start-off. What is it?
Just imagining you and Angus doing self-defence in the back garden.
Well,
stop it now. You poo all over the place. Not Glenn, Watson. Get down, Watson. No, go on. No. It's a very weak stomach.
Yeah, it was all right. Then she conceded.
Is this going to a shit joke? Can I just ask you, is this going to a shit joke? It is going to a shit joke.
No, we're not doing shit jokes.
Yeah, but look at your face.
You could... What?
No. Do you want me to go along with it?
Do you want me
it?
To take the donuts back home with me?
No, okay, I'm going, I'm going along with it. I'm going along with it, yes. Right. So you're in the back garden.
Yeah, and she got a bit now. Tired of it all, yeah. Which she would do at her age and everything. Uh-huh. And she decided that self-defence wasn't for her after all. But at the very least, at least she was able to paint the fence and wax the car.
I knew it. Get out. Get out, was your day's turn it into a long shit joke. He has to squeeze it in and Mary encourages him.
I feel like Ronnie Corbett in his chair.
I never liked that bit either.
So the producer said.
Oh God.
Isn't it funny? Brilliant. I was never a fan of that.
No, not that bit. I always used to
love the two Ronnie.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
Well, lots of people of your generation won't have seen
missed
them.
Missed out on so much. Missed out
some of the best comedy. Some of the best comedy. Foundation.
Yvette, how was your day?
I was very... Listen, it was lovely. I went out and
Watson, that's your growler.
Look at my growler!
And my growler! It's an eight-feisty one. Sorry. So, yes, I went out for lunch with my very good friend, my oldest friend, and get down, you bloody bugger!
When you say your oldest friend, is that the person who's 95?
He's only met
I actually did. I wrote that on Facebook and I realised what I've written. This is my oldest friend, and people like you, clever dicks, will come back and go, how old is she then? Anyway, we went out what was supposed to be a very nice, unhealthy birthday lunch for the two of us, because Ange, I've known her since I was 13. We went to drama school together, and we thought, well, let's be really unhealthy and have chips and cake and things like that. Yeah. And we didn't. We ended up going to this restaurant.
You didn't have lettuce, did you?
Yeah, kale.
Oh, God.
Broccoli. And I had some corn. And they didn't have proper cake. It was just, you know, like Mr. Kipling's.
You've done it all wrong.
I know. So this is the first time now with you and your Krispy Kremes that I've been able to be unhealthy. So thank you for that. But we did have a lovely time and we exchanged our presents. And Ange bought me a wonderful book and she bought me some chocolate truffle, champagne truffles as well.
Oh, I see.
Which was very, very nice.
What was the book?
It's a detective. I've forgotten the title of it because it's brand new. It's a detective because I like detective stories.
Yes, yeah.
So whodunit? I like it because when me and Mr. Beattie travel down to Cornwall, because they're long journeys, 5.5 hours, I bought this brand new crime thriller called Death of a Busybody. And I said to Carl, I'm going to read it to you.
I almost chucked her out the fucking car.
You haven't installed that ejector button then yet.
God.
Was it that bad?
No, it was lovely, sweetie. Really,
and I kept saying, would you like me to read the second chapter to you? And he kept saying no. And I don't understand.
I kept saying, yeah, when we got time. And I hid the book when we went down the last time. And I forgot the book. It was like, oh, darn.
Yeah. I do like a thriller.
Oh, yeah, but that's nothing like a thriller.
It's about this vicar, basically, who finds a dead body in his cesspit. It was great, and she's the busybody.
Isn't that where vicars are meant to have dead bodies? They have churches with, you know, loads of them in the grounds.
Oh, he's a clever dick, isn't he?
I'm just saying.
How was your day, Mary?
It was all right.
Lean in, Mary. Let the listeners hear.
Right, hang on.
Come round here.
I'm coming round here. Oh, do I get to sit on your knee?
That's not his knee.
Yeah, that's not my knee.
That's right. Not my knee. That's not my knee. That's not my knee.
They call me Mary. Drinking Monster. Oh, that's not my name.
It's a good job you're not wanting to be rap artist, isn't it?
And rap with a silent C in front of it.
MC Mary and Glenn.
Yeah, get on with it.
Yeah. Anyways, for the first ever time, right, I work in a pub. It's great. I love it. I love my job. It's amazing. I'm not actually just saying
there's
I
a
love
book
that.
Coming though, isn't there?
No. John, who's my boss, he's amazing too. And Claire, she's awesome. But he turned around to me the other day and said, right, Mary, I'm going to give you these keys to open the pub with tomorrow. Well, the bestowed keys, the mythical keys that have never really been in my grasp before. Okay. So I opened up a pub today, and that was probably the most exciting thing.
I thought it was going somewhere fabulous.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a huge thing. Isn't it is. When you trust your boss trusts you that much with the key to the actual place of work. Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing.
But the thing is that he said, "Oh yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you." Oh,
it won't last long.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, take it, enjoy
take it.
It
in, enjoying it. But, I thought that him and his girlfriend, Claire, I thought that they were going to, you know, go and do something, and that's why I was opening up. But it wasn't. They were just upstairs all day. He came down at the end, and I was like, why are you here? And he was like, well, I live upstairs. And that was that. So, yeah.
Well, now you've been given the trusted keys, Mary. You've got to be good and live up to which you are anyway.
Well, I gave them back. So I don't have them.
Oh,
does this mean
I gave them back after I used them? I was like, "Here you go," because he was like, "Okay, thank you."
Next time you get them back, we could record the podcast in the pub when it's quiet.
Big brain.
I actually thought that you were given the keys.
Oh no, I get given them. I get given them when I'm opening up.
So he doesn't trust you with them all the time.
There's only one set. There's only one set.
Of
Well, there was only one set, but since she's had them for 24
we've
hours.
We've all got a copy.
Yeah, John and Claire, watch out.
Yeah, we'll be there. So,
this Pink Gordon's gin has got her Bob's name on it.
Looks familiar.
But yeah, that was my day. It's very boring other than
I don't think so. Mr. Beattie, how was your day?
Well, as you know, I'm trying to build you a summer house.
Yeah, oh, he's doing a marvellous job.
An old stable. And it's not very.
oh, dear.
He's doing brilliantly well.
Well, it's a big job for one person.
Well, I put the
That's what
I
said when I went to the loo last. Sorry.
On third date. I looked at her, spread eagle on bed.
That's a big job for one person.
Completely bloody naked, as God intended, and I looked down at that and I said, that's too much of a big job for one person.
Did you do the sharp intake of breath through your teeth?
Well, I did, but another set came out.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I did the roof.
Of the summer house, yeah.
Of the summer house.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I've been dreading it because I hate doing roofs. It's just laborious. I'd rather do other stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been put off. Anyway, I did it today. And I measured everything correctly inside to the top, because obviously I've got to hammer in so it hits the joists. And I measured it.
Yeah.
Measured it once, measured it twice, measured it thrice. Hammered the first one in, went down, had a look, works fine. All the way along, what I didn't realise, I was slightly off.
Oh no.
First one's perfect, all the others straight through the fucking roof.
He was very angry.
Yeah, you would be though.
I was very annoyed at myself. But I've made it fine.
Patched it all up?
Yeah, we're using it as a shower now. Can only use it when it rains though. No, it's
so
fine.
It's a little shower block.
It's fine, it all worked out in the end. But and I was chuffed when I finished that. I actually walked back and looked at it. And I thought, that's an achievement for me.
And who's going to benefit most from the summer house?
We both are.
My beautiful wife, because...
No, we both are.
We're both going to use it, but the point was that when it's sort of... when it's raining and it's all there,
yeah,
it's nice to be outside, and we've never had a place to sit outside.
When it's warm still. Mm. You want to be outside when it's warm and it rains.
And so...
Well, we're going to have a log burner put in there, so in the winter we can get cosy.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm going to put a little log burner in it. I'm going to panel it out on the inside. Mm-hmm. You're going to
furnish it.
Choose all the furnishings,
yes.
And then hopefully Mary's going to move into it.
Yeah, and then we can put a wave machine into the pond, and then we can pretend we're in Cornwall.
We don't need to pretend we're there so often.
No, that's very true. Up and down the motorway we go. So that's our
days.
And roofer. Roofer extraordinaire.
You can't remember
landlady extraordinaire and
martial art lessons.
Martial art with
Agnes.
A shit joke.
No, it really happens.
Yeah,
really.
It is. We'll ask her.
All right then.
Yeah.
You're on.
I'm going to Alaska, yeah.
So then, in the absence of Will not coming up the driveway, should we unlock him from the cupboard?
Let's unlock him from that cupboard again.
Will!
Correspondent corner. Another message from another caller.
Correspondent caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
Who would like to read the first bit of correspondence?
Me! Go on then, let's ring the changes.
There you go. I'll pass the whole running order over to you.
Okay, so this comes from Faith Roberts, who is the daughter of the lady who we spoke to last podcast. She has a competition going on with her brother, Dave Tobias, who is known as the Bakery Wanker. Right, so do you remember when we spoke to Faith's mum?
Yes, yeah.
And she's in competition with her brother, Dave, and who can get
more likes on Facebook and Twitter, and all
of that kind of thing. There's a competition going on between the two of them. And the mum is... she talks like that, you see.
Oh, she's coming as Max, how
yeah,
she is.
Right, but they've got sort of like posh names. Anyway, so we've spoken to them both on separate occasions, and even now the competition is going on about who's spoken the longest and what did they do, how... So Faith now, this is a completely new person...
Amazing.
...has emailed. So here's the email. I just thought I'd get in on the email war between my mum and my uncle. I don't think I've ever seen my mum more happy than after her phone calls with you guys on the podcast the other day.
Wow.
I kid you not, she said to me after, oh my God, that has literally made my life. I can die happy now, bless her. She doesn't get out much. And when she does, it's only to pick up the dog poo in the garden. If I'm being honest,
like
my uncle doesn't get out much either. The only time he leaves the house is to finger a donut or two down at the bakery, the dirty wanker. Your podcast never failed to make me laugh and help me relax after a long day of studying for my A-levels. Thank you for making me and my family laugh. Love and light to you all, Faith Roberts.
Here was the aftermath then.
Okay.
Of us phoning them.
Oh, good.
And the sibling rivalry therein.
I see you got your mask on, David.
I know, and you got the phone call fucking first. I'm really pissed off.
Well, what can I say? My conversation will be edited from 15 minutes of talking bollocks to like 2 seconds of actual footage they can use.
15 minutes?
Well, I don't
know. 15 minutes.
It was just like a conversation with a friend, Dave. So what did they do?
She was pretending to be Indian. She pretended to be Indian about a customer complaint about my face mask and bim masks. And I'm thinking, fuck. I've had a week off. It's my first day back. And I'm wearing it like this. And then I thought, hang on a second. There's something a bit fishy. So I was just like, go for it. Do you want my full name?
Your full name? Yeah, did you say, hello, I'm David Ronald bird. Tobias Palmer.
What do you mean? It's David Tobias.
Lord Tobias. So did you actually work out who's them? Because I was thick as shit, Dave. I thought it was yeah. Lorraine and Daniel pranking me. Even when I heard them laughing, I'm thinking, is that their son Louis laughing in the background? What the fuck is going on, mate? And then it was only when they said, is this Tuna Palmer Parker? I was like, oh shit. Near on piss myself.
Like, fuck sake, they found you first.
Well, what can I say?
They said you was very posh.
At ease, I'm the Chigwell poshness.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
They can edit out all that stuff I was saying on there about picking up dog shit and stuff like that. They can edit it all out.
But we didn't. We left it all in.
yeah. Real characters, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
We like. I like how she talks, isn't she? She's like really her. Like her.
I like
isn't
how
she?
They both talk.
Yeah.
Because if you say you like how she talks...
Oh, you will have started another ruck.
Yeah, you started another fight.
Yeah, well, actually, that's all right.
Bakery wanker, I like the way you talk.
There you go, see.
There you go.
I like the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Are you, do you
yeah,
like the bird
yeah,
or
I
not?
I like the bird.
Just
yeah.
Side with my dad, I'm going to go with the bakery wanker.
Oh, well, there we
good
go
on,
then.
Yeah. So you've got two for two.
Two for two.
Right, okay. Well, she's probably outside in the garden picking up a dog poo right now as we're speaking. Anyway, Mr. Beattie, would you like to read an email?
Not really, no.
Okay.
You can pick some glasses from the bowl of joy.
Oh, yes, we've got a huge bowl full of glasses. Glenith, you read one then.
Okay. This is from Robert Wardle, age 21, from Keldholm in North Yorkshire.
We're getting the youngsters listening.
We are, yeah. Eat your heart out, Radio 1. Mm. Now then, Yvette, Glenn, Carr, the mothers, and of course Mary, saving the best to last, it says in brackets.
You see. Oh, what a charmer.
Heard on podcast 49 about asking for a practical joke idea and reminded me of something that happened in a village nearby. One mischief night... And it's putting brackets here November the 4th. Now, let me just take a bit of issue with that. Mischief Night's never been November the 4th before Bonfire Night, has it?
I always thought it was Halloween.
Yes, the night before Halloween.
Night before Halloween.
Oh, is it night before Halloween?
Yeah, October 30th.
Depends where you live, what country.
We never used to get fireworks and let them off in people's gardens because that would have been a very irresponsible thing to do.
I know of other people who did. And we never used to put dog poo through letterboxes.
No.
But I know of people that did.
Yeah, that was mischief.
To be honest, actually, do you know, I come from the south. We never did any of that sort of stuff.
I've never known anybody to do all that.
No.
Never. Genuinely.
Yeah.
That's because those northerners. Fucking rock!
For rubbish chips.
For rubbish chips, aye.
But meanwhile, it was all in delay in North Yorkshire, according to Robert, November the 4th. Anyway, he said someone removed all the wooded gates from many farms in the village and put them all in a pile on the village green. The sight for the next 2 days was farmers walking up and down the street carrying gates and arguing
my gate.
Over particular until one solitary gate remained and no ideas who it was.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What's happened? That's all from me. Keep up the podcast and YouTube videos. Both very much appreciated. Regards, Robert Wardle from Keldholm in North Yorkshire.
Thank you, Robert. That's a lot. That made me giggle that day.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Mary, would you like to read out a listener correspondence?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, you're going to have to move over here again so that everyone can hear what you're saying. And just mind where that chair goes.
Uh-oh, here she goes.
Just tell the listeners what you told me when you got up off the chair.
Oh, it's right up me crack.
She's such
just
a lady.
Just sat on the edge of the chair.
She's a lady.
It's true.
Oh, whoa, whoa, you know she's what? A lady.
I've never seen Carl in this upbringing
that I clearly have had fuck all to do with.
It's nothing to do with me. I would never have encouraged her to say such things.
Fucking hell, right
on. Hey, I wonder if it's a real dad.
Honestly, but it's not
to be that. Oh, sorry.
I wonder why you were smiling.
How many affairs did you have?
Okay. Bernard Manning was my main
Bernard
one.
Manning.
Anyways.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
This is from Mark Harris. And he says, hello.
Where's he from?
Oh, Barnwell, North...
Northamptonshire.
Northampton. I nearly said Northamptonshire.
Mary does pub quizzes.
Oh, my God.
This is from Mark Harris from Barnwell, Northamptonshire. Hello to all my little sweet peas.
Yay!
I was absolutely godsmacked that you read my previous email out. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed the pics, especially the tea cosy. My niece had a teacher with a rather unusual name. She was called Miss Isle.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God, you changed your name! Oh, Miss Isle!
Is she a bit hissy, hit and miss?
Right. All my teachers had pretty crap names. We did give them some rather interesting nicknames, though. Tank Tits and Bell End spring to mind. The head, Mr. Jagger, was called Sheep Shagger. My maths teacher was only 4'6", so ET seemed to fit. Glenn mentioned cling film on a toilet seat brought back a few memories. I used to work for a well-known convenience store and was a bit of a shit with practical jokes. Cling
with
film.
What
on
kind of jokes?
practical jokes.
That's easy for you to say.
Practical jokes. Cling film on the rim is an old reliable, so I thought about an alternative. I came across a rather large roll of duct tape in the warehouse. I had an idea. I cut a long piece off and stuck it, white sticky side up, front to back on the underside of the toilet seat. Poor Jenny. She rushed to the toilet, whipped her knickers down, sat down, felt something cold and sticky down there. Stood up rather fast and instantly Brazilian. That adhesive gets everywhere, apparently. Mum's head wedged in the beef curtains. No wonder Carl nearly wet his pants. Keep me laughing, guys. From Mark Harris. I'm not going to try.
That was a Dr. Driscoll scene, wasn't it?
Yes. Can I just ask about the sticky tape on this toilet seat? How can... Right. because the pubic hair is at the front.
Yes.
So when you sit down, unless you've not, you don't look after yourself. I'm sorry?
We've spoken about this on the podcast.
The guns, yes.
Yes, but what I'm saying is if you sit down on tape, it's your undercarriage, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, your pubic hair is on the front, so that's...
Unless you had an airy arse.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All long pubes.
Yes, exactly.
Some people break them. It
would have been like salad cress.
They do. Could you shut that... Get that. What did you say then?
Like salad cress.
Oh, no! Can you imagine?
Rather not.
When you first said it, it didn't register, and then it registered.
Salad cress. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Here you go. You can read the next. We're taking it in turns.
Okay, right. I'm just chewing down on a puff. Hello, lovely podcast crew. This is from Kelsey Cronenberg. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello,
love.
Kelsey.
Hello, Kelsey.
Haven't written for a while, but I thought this deserves to be in the podcast. Whilst working in the fields around the farm, I found out who owns the fields next to us, and I cannot, in capital letters, believe a person could actually live with a surname like that. Their surname is...
Go on.
Drum roll. Thank you. Mr. Horny Blow.
Oh, God, is it? Really?
You'd definitely change your name,
Mr.
wouldn't you?
Horny Blow.
Look forward to seeing you all again at some point. Kindest regards, Kelsey. Thank you very much. Mr. Horny Blow, eh?
Wow. Going to look that up in the phone book and see if there's any more horny blows.
Blow. Can I just say that Kelsey and Shauna turned up to my pub accidentally the other day? They just walked in, I looked over and I saw Kelsey and Sean and went, oh my God. They were like, oh my God, you work here? And I was like, yes, I do.
What a coincidence, all the pubs.
That's a bit weird, yeah.
All the pubs and all the gin joints.
In all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world. Is that what you said to him, Jitter? In all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world.
No,
so,
what a nice surprise, though. That
I don't, don't speak like Stuart, so no.
That's not Stuart, that was Humphrey Bogart.
It's like Stuart.
So it's easy to get the two confused, isn't it?
Do Humphrey Bogart again.
In all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, you walked in on mine.
Now do Stuart.
In all gin joints and all the towns in the world, she walks into mine.
And that's Stuart.
I'm not going to go in there because I'm scared.
Amazing.
I mentioned look with Clint Eastwood. I'm not going to go in there because I'm scared.
That's Watson growling
that
in the mic,
Watson,
by the way.
Yeah.
Right, one here from Claire Wall.
Claire Wall.
Doesn't say where she's from. Always try and put where you're from on an email because it's nice to know geographically where people are.
Yes.
Well, if she's all ears.
She's what?
All ears.
She's all ears.
She's all ears.
Hello from one of your top cheesy ballers. Absolutely loving the podcast. Thank you, thank you. Long may they last. Yvette and Glenn's humour is so like myself and my husband Robert and our friend Henny. We do have a good laugh, so needed. So that's just saying that thank you very much for recording them. There we are. And one here from Donna. Don't know where Donna's from, but nonetheless,
Donna,
it's an email.
Oh, Donna.
Is that a song?
I think so.
Oh. Maybe she's from Kebab.
Oh, Mary, Mary. Mary,
Do you think there is a Mr. and Mrs. Kebab named their daughter Donna? There must be a Donna.
There will be somewhere in the world.
On Facebook.
Tap it in Facebook, yeah. Hi, guys, she says. My husband is doing a jump for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance on the 26th of August. Well, you should have done it by now.
Got a parachute.
I've attached a little video and wondered if Yvette fancied doing it.
What is it?
Looking forward to meeting you again in October.
I've got one. Donna Kebab. On Facebook. There she is.
Donna Kebab.
Donna Kebab.
That's
wow,
not
what
real
about that
though.
Then? That would be a real name. It's a very risque looking
name.
Picture as well, to be
fair.
Yeah. Right, so it's Donna. Donna Balance was her full name. Bodes well for standing on the edge of an airplane door, isn't it? Right.
I'm sorry, Donna. I'm not laughing at your name.
She
not
is.
Really.
She is fucking laughing at your name, Donna.
Donna.
Right. So here's the parachute video. You ready?
What's this?
I've just remembered what this was. Here we go.
She's naked. That's disgusting. There's a woman. There is a woman parag- her parachuting, and she's Sweet completely out. Naked, that and her private bits are actually making
flapping
that
in the
noise.
Breeze.
But that wasn't a parachute.
What? Do you mean? Oh, I see.
that was a wingsuit.
That's. She's got a lot of flappage there. No, she's her lips were massive.
Do you want to watch that again?
No, it's all right. I don't really want to see another lady.
It's the noise that somebody's dubbed in.
Oh, that's gross. That really is gross, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. Anybody wants a doner kebab after that? Yeah.
Or a juicy ham sandwich.
No, oh, gross.
No. Wendy Clowes has been in touch with Clowes. Clowes or Clowes. It's spelled C-L-O-W-E-S. Clowes or Clowes.
Is her father's name Santa?
Could be. I tell you what, let's change it. It's from Wendy Clunge.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Wendy Clunge.
I love listening to your podcast while I'm working from home. I piss my pants laughing at all of you. My favourites are Miss Tarvley and Dr. Driscoll and Reg Corker. Not us. The characters.
Yeah, we pale into insignificance compared to those bastards.
One from Ollie Tipler here, so we probably like to drink. Ollie Tipler. I think people have started making up their own names, you know. You read that one out.
You change your name.
No, don't worry. Just before we bed tonight, you close your eyes. You close your eyes, and that's the thing you'll see.
Like Watson shaking his head.
Oh, it's so disgusting. I'm quite upset about that. All right, a massive hello to Yvette Glenn Carr.
I might phone you up one day. Just go. Hang up.
He's really got him. Oh my god. Oh, you'll never have a doner kebab ever again.
Not without gab.
Yeah. You don't even have to say doner kebab. You can go, can I have one of those? Please. A massive hello to Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Agnes and Angela. Upon your release of episode 50, I've just hit the... What's the matter?
Do you think when they landed, the bloke she was tandeming with, his mate came up to him and went, did you finger him?
Oh my god.
Go, yeah, I couldn't fucking help it.
Oh, just parachutes.
Oh my god.
Skydiving, I was muff diving.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go on, Kerry.
A massive hello to Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Agnes, and Angela. Upon your release of episode 50, I've just hit the halfway mark and binge listened up to episode 25. Bit of a way to go, but should be caught up by the 100th episode, lol. I absolutely love. Oh, this is by Ollie Tipler. Yes, we've already said that.
Keep up. Ollie Tipler. It's called Ollie Tipler.
Would you like another soup, Samos?
I've hardly had any wine tonight.
Oh,
I
yes,
love
please.
A cup of tea. Yeah.
Tea?
Yes.
Coffee, tea.
Then we might coffee, have to have... Should we have another donut with our tea?
Yes!
Yes!
Actually, so in that case, you like...
Tea, please.
Tea, please. How do you have your tea?
Just a tiny little splash of milk and two sugars, please.
You're good at eight, given.
Right, anyway, as I was saying...
Before we were so rudely interrupted with a polite request for tea.
Yes, I absolutely love... Stop making that ridiculous noise!
This is Cheris doing it itself.
I absolutely love Miss Topley, Dr. Driscoll, and reckon you should record a feature-length episode which could be released for a small cost. Ooh. With the amount of cheesy ballers out there religiously waiting and listening each month, I'm sure it would do well and could have future instalments. I'd love to hear what you would come up with for Agnes, Angela, Mary, Will, and possibly a cameo from Reg, with whom I've just been introduced to on episode 24. All the best to you all and your gem of a baby podcast, I mean, and can't wait... Can't wait to listen to the rest and catch up to you, Ollie. Can God's Ollie Tipler. Thank you, Ollie.
That's a great idea about
oh my
the,
God.
The yeah. feature-length episode. It it's is, funnily enough,
because
isn't it?
We've actually done one.
Stop it now. Please.
Oh, Watson's farted. Jesus. God almighty, boy.
Always blame the dog.
And my mouth was open. I was speaking oh, in no. Poop particles. Poop particles.
Go on, close your legs.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my tweet.
God. Right, okay, who's reading now?
No, you were talking about what we've done.
Yes, well, we actually have done a play.
Yes, we have.
And we did it a while back, didn't we?
Maybe they're psychic.
Maybe they are.
They are, interestingly enough.
Yes. So we're just basically trying to work out best way to release it and on which site and all that sort of stuff.
It's 45 minutes worth of old school radio flame characterisation of Driscoll and Tarpley, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, so. It is. Yeah. It was done a long time ago. So, but it was done in our front room and we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
It was brilliant.
I think that the characters that you guys did are absolutely brilliant. Actually, no, because they're real people, weren't they? We brought them in.
We did bring them in, yeah. So, keep your ears peeled back for more news on that.
Okay. Hi, Yvette in Glenith. This is from Kelly Chard. I'm not even making this
Kelly
up. This
Chard.
Is Kelly Chard.
Sounds like Chode, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Kelly Chode.
Oh dear, you'd change your name if it was Chode.
Here's an attached picture of a Chode. No. Here's an attached picture of what I thought the characters of Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll look like. I would also like to say a big thank you because your podcast has literally helped me with my anxiety and depression down moments. It's so nice to laugh and smile and also have a glass or two of wine. I'm a little behind on the podcast. I'm on episode 28, but catching up fast. Please give a shout out because it was my birthday in August. I was 30.
Oh,
happy birthday.
30 years young.
Yeah. Hope you like the picture and hope you guys are all keeping well in the strange times. Keep yourself stocked up on cheesy balls and fingers.
And...
what's this? Oh, not sure if you're still doing celebs from where we live. That was a while ago.
Oh,
you
was.
It?
Go on then.
Section of the podcast, but I am from Clevedon, 30 minute drive away from Bristol. We have Kate Reed, who's a British Olympic runner. Tuppence Middleton.
Tuppence.
Do you know what her family call a vagina?
Then you would, wouldn't you?
That's what I used to call my vagina when I was little, a tuppence.
I've heard that before from many a folk. And Jack Butland, England's goalkeeper as well, all from the area that she's from. Also had Sid Vicious, spent some time living in Clevedon. Hope you're all safe and well. Thanks for the podcast. So the artwork, this is what she thinks Driscoll and Tarpley look like.
Let's have a look.
And this isn't far off the artwork.
Go on then.
To what we have anyway, if you recall.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
It's very good.
It is very good. Miss Tarpley's a little bit younger.
And yes. She's missing the carpet bag that we have.
She
for
is,
her.
Yes. And she's a little bit plumper. She's a lot plumper, yes.
Yes.
Margaret Rutherford, that's basically who she is.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And Driscoll with a top hat there, I like
very
it.
Very nice
then,
drawing, though. Thank you.
Excellent drawing, I love that. Thank you very much
brilliant.
Indeed.
We're honoured to
job.
Have that.
Thank you for spending time doing that. Right, it's time for What's That Noise?
Yay!
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Boom. This is what it sounds like.
Weird sound.
Or says, is the mystery noise a leprechaun having an orgasm? I wish he was.
Sounds like it could be.
I know. Is the answer a young porcupine being tickled from Mark in London? Keep up the great work, he says.
Have you heard porcupines giggle?
No.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
I didn't even know porcupines could giggle.
Shall I find it?
That sounds like some kind of extreme sport, doesn't it?
It does.
Tickling porcupines.
It sounds like an Oscar-winning movie. Porcupines giggle.
Loving the podcast, says Dan Keats. I think the mystery noise is a chicken or a goat. It's neither of those. Andrea Gemmell says, is it someone tickling some piglets?
No.
Hi, everybody. I think the mystery noise is Agnes tickling a crow or a goat.
Agnes.
That's very specific. And it comes from an anonymous correspondent.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, it doesn't. Amy Austin. Oh. There you go. Sorry, Amy.
It comes from an anonymous correspondent. Amy.
You ready?
Whose name shall remain Amy?
This is a porcupine laughing.
Go on.
Let's see.
Are you laughing at me? Are you ticklish? Oh, little guy. What's wrong?
That's amazing. It is very close to the actual sound,
it
though,
is.
Isn't it? Can see why they said porcupine.
It's all fun games until you get some porcupine needles in your arm.
Exactly. Carl from Ireland's been in touch, and it's spelt with a K.
Oh, all the best Carls are.
Love the podcast. Long may it continue for many years to come. My guess for What's That Noise is someone tickling a hedgehog. Incorrect. And then goes on and writes something in Irish here, which I don't even pronounce because I don't know. Do you want to give it an attempt? Apparently, it translates to, it's the Irish meaning for goodbye and good luck. But I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. I'd know the insults, the language, I think, if I tried that.
So you give it to Yvette for her to do it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shlana Flaklal Agnes Agn Eisenfront Mort. God, how do you pronounce that?
Suddenly Welsh is easier, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
But there you go. But thank you very much. Hi to Pauline, who's sent a message in. Podcast 50, I believe the noise is that of a rat being tickled.
Imagine tickling a rat. No, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was going to call straight away.
I know my husband's mind, you filthy pig.
Oh. I'm surprised nobody's asked if a beaver's been tickled.
Tickled a badger.
No, that's...
Hello everyone, it's John Starr from America.
Hey, John Starr.
Hope you're all doing well. My guess for the what's that noise is a raccoon being tickled, he says.
That's another word for it. No.
Do you have raccoons over here?
No. But the video could have been from abroad, you see.
Oh, that is very true.
Kelly Munger. I see you, Kelly. I really want Kelly to marry somebody with the surname Fish and go double barreled with the surname.
If she married someone called Iron. Ironmonger,
yeah. Or Bean. Mung Bean. That's another word for the lady's part, isn't it?
A bean.
No, mung bean.
Oh, mung bean. I thought you said the bean.
No, I just made that up.
It's munger. Yeah, you need to trim your munger.
Oh, still.
So I finally caught up with the podcast. Woohoo! I thought I'd write in with my suggestions for what's that noise. I think it's a goat being tickled. It's not a goat.
No.
It's not a goat.
And it's not even Agnes doing it either.
No.
And another one here says, it's from Pat Adams Wright. Hi, gang. Hope you're all fitting well.
Hello.
Ready to face more challenges that we have. And what's this? Please keep up the good work with the podcast. They are absolutely hilarious. The bonus is they have reduced my brand of tissues at Morrison's, so no problem there. This is my third attempt at the mystery noise. So if I'm not successful this time, I've decided to retire gracefully.
Oh, no, don't retire.
I'm obviously getting past the use-by date, she says. So my way out of there would be a meerkat being tickled.
That's a good guess.
It's a very good.
It's a really good guess, but it's...
Not right.
Not right.
Skip, but it's not
no,
right.
No, sorry, but don't give up. Don't
give up. Never give up. Never surrender. Gemma Smith says, is the mystery noise a fox called Dixie and another one called Finnegan being tickled? I've spent too much time over lockdown watching videos of them.
Yes! Well done!
Well done, Gemma Smith.
That's my Gemma, by the way.
Is
Gemma.
It?
Yes, my Gemma.
Your friend.
Yeah, my friend Gemma.
Fix!
Six.
Well done. Lots of people are getting it right as well. Then on the back of that email, Sarah Norman got in touch. Gemma Ross from Swindon. James Hollyfield from not sure where. Chloe Weaver, Dave Malam in Southend even. Liz Bullock sent an email in. Craig Stammers from Suffolk. Wendy Close. Long time listener, but first time emailer, Amber Milligan. Hello to you.
Hello,
and
Amber.
Andy Porter. Love the show, he says.
Lovely, lovely.
There you go. So well
thank
done
you.
To those of you who got
in.
That right.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. Congratulations.
Fantastico. Fantastic.
We're going to have another mystery noise for next time now, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. We certainly are.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in mums and words.
So here we go. We're phoning Agnes.
Agnes.
I love how you've got her name as Mothership.
Hello.
Oh!
Hey!
Hello.
Hello, Hen.
I'm all right. Are you all right?
Oh, were you asleep, Agnes?
No, I was trying to get the telly switched off, trying to find the mute button.
Oh, it's a bugger, isn't it, when that happens? Carl's always trying to get the mute button on me, but it doesn't work. How are you? How was your day, Agnes?
My day? Oh, look, it was fine. I did some painting the fence. And then I waxed the car as well.
Told him.
Oh, I see. You've told her what to say.
No.
Yes,
that's what she's been doing.
Yes, you have. No. You said, tell them you've been waxing. I can't see you painting a fence and bloody waxing.
I'm going to send you pictures this week of the freshly grey painted fence in her back garden.
Do you know what makes me laugh though, Agnes? Is the
and
fact
have you seen
that
how clean the car is?
Your son has got one joke and his whole day has been wrapped. Now then, he'll say, Mum, when they ask you, this is what you've got to say. All day.
Exactly.
The whole podcast is around one joke.
And it's a stupid... fucking ridiculous joke.
Mum, have you or not painted the fence today?
Yes, I've painted the fence today.
Painted the fence.
And did you wax
That's
the
true,
car?
Definitely true.
Did you wax the car?
No, I did the iron in it.
There you see. She's lethal with an iron.
Ironed all night off.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been a very, very martial artist today then, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And how are your bodily functions and how are you in yourself?
I'm all right. I can't complain. Thankfully.
Well, that's good. No aches and pains where there shouldn't be.
Only when I have the pain on my neck.
Oh, your neck. There's nothing worse than the pain in the neck. How's your kebab?
My what?
Your kebab.
The kebab?
How is your kebab?
Kebab? No, then. I don't know how to get on this one.
Do you like kebab?
Kebabs. I don't think I've ever had any.
You've never had a kebab. Well,
no,
that's good.
Surprise me, Mother.
That's very good.
Now then, did you know that we've had a million emails from people wondering what the damn cat brought in? So just save us going through them all. What did the cat bring in that time?
What did he bring in? Oh, God, let me think.
Oh, gosh, she can't even bloody remember herself.
A crab.
A crab, that was it.
A crab?
Yeah.
A crab.
Nobody guessed it, by the way.
You don't live near the sea.
I know. That's what's weird about it.
Was it from your knickers? Hey, Agnes, we know you're a bit of a one. Is she gone?
No, never mind. Shall we phone Angela?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Right then, in that case.
Hen, let's ring Angela.
There we go, right. Keypad, style away, hen.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
is it me you're looking for?
Yay! It's
Angela!
Mommy. Hello, Mummy! Oh, Jesus, can you hear us?
Oh, it's you. Oh, yes, I can hear you, yeah. Hi.
Hi. Did you not know it was us?
Yes, I just did that. You usually phone my home phone.
I know, I couldn't remember, and I thought, well, you might want us to ring your mobile phone because it might be easier for you.
Well, doesn't matter, it's right in front of my face. So, are you recording now, are you?
We are recording now, Mother, so, you know, you mustn't, you know, use your filthy language that you normally talk.
Well, that's why I asked, you see.
I know. Have you had any kebabs today?
Any kebabs?
Yeah.
No, why would you ask that?
I don't know, just talking about kebabs.
Do
you like kebabs?
What's that, on a stick? Is that putting it on a stick?
Sometimes you could put it on a stick on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Or between two flaps of bread.
I suppose it depends what sort of meat.
Oh, yeah. You don't want it pink, do you?
No. I don't mind a lamb.
What about a beef kebab?
What? Beef?
Yeah.
Well, it's all the same, isn't it? What's the other called that's not on a stick?
Pork.
It's on a big... Who?
Pork.
Pork
kebab.
What is it that men always like to go and get after they've had a big lot of drinking and they
Fanny?
Go and they it goes round and round in a circle and the people
Donna.
Just slice it off.
Yeah, Donna kebab.
Oh no, I don't like that.
We're going to merge you with Angus now. I can't even say my mum's name. Agnes.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Agnes.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm fine.
Good. Are you wearing your mask at the moment as we speak?
No.
I do. I never take mine off.
You don't?
Mine's on all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's on at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not joking, are you?
No, mate. No, Maggie. I've got to think of Maggie, too. I don't have to pass anything on to Maggie, do I? No, I'm joking, of course. So what have you been doing with yourself? What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, like today, I've been painting the fence, would you believe?
No, I believe. Me and Yvette painted my gate the other week, so yeah, of course I believe.
Yeah, well, there you are. So,
did you do it all by yourself?
All by myself, and I've been doing it for bloody 5 days. They say one coat does it hell.
No, I agree. We've done two black paint, and it's got to be done again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
So what are you watching at the moment? Anything take your
fancy? You know, I'm watching the Aussie Gold Hunters.
Who?
Gold Hunters in Australia.
Oh, you've watched that before, haven't you? You've told me that you've seen
that. Yeah, I've watched that. I've just been watching Drew Pritchard as well, the antique seller.
Oh, I've just finished watching Cora. But what I was watching now, but I've got rudely interrupted by this phone call, was how Myra Hindley and that Rose West had an affair. Had an affair in prison.
Well, that's a cheery conversation.
That's a cheery conversation. Hello, mummies. Now we've got Mary here with a word for the mothers. Hi, yeah. Gran. Hi, Agnes. So now, you two have to discuss and work out what this word means. What's it? What is it? Another word for?
Right. The word is titty nope.
Spell it.
TITTYNOPE. Titty nope.
Titty as in titty.
Titty as in TITTYNOPE.
Titty nope. What the bloody hell? Titty nope. Titty nope. Titty. This is very difficult, Liz, and you know how good we are at these things. Is it rude?
Probably is.
Yeah, probably is. Is it anything to do with the army?
Sorry, say that again, Graham.
Anything to do with the army?
No, it's got nothing to do with the army.
Why would you say army, Mum?
The bust.
Is it on an animal?
No.
No.
Oh, titty note.
Is it on a human being?
No.
Titty note.
Nope, not note, nope. I would never get this.
You would never get
no.
this. No. I'm sorry, did you say that it was rude?
Yes,
did
it's rude.
Rude.
No,
then it's nothing to do with titty.
No.
Titty no. Nothing to do with titty. Is it to do with a swelling?
A swelling, yes.
Is it a swelling on your posterior?
On your arse?
I like it.
Well, yes, if you like, yes. I think it's something to do with that, isn't it? I feel that it is to do with that.
You are incorrect.
Am I hot, though?
Yes, you're very close.
Well, is it on the other side, then? You know, you know, I don't know. Half and half, maybe.
Maybe
half
in
male,
between.
Half female. Beg your pardon?
Maybe in between.
In between your cheek. In between your bum, cheek.
Titty note. Fails. Titty note. What's that got to do with in between your cheeks of your arm? It's not pails, is it? Is it pails? Yeah, pails. Is it pails? Is it Arthur Stevens?
Well, think about your nose and what's down there.
Ew, it must be, I don't know. No, think about your nose and what's down there. Oh, titty nose. Is it some kind of a discharge?
No.
No? Runny nose? Is it so... Oh.
Come on, Agnes.
A woman or a man? Woman or...
Nasal discharge.
A nasal discharge.
Nasal discharge. Is that your final answer, Agnes?
Yeah.
So Agnes's final answer is nasal discharge. What's yours, Mum?
Well, is it on both male and female?
Yes.
Right. See. Oh, that alters my thought. Well, I just thought it was the other discharge, ladies' discharge.
A what discharge?
Ladies, you know, ladies.
Do you mean this one?
Yes.
How does it go?
This one. Because ladies don't like to say that word, so we go, you know, this one. Do you know, Gladys, do you suffer with this one?
Oh, very true. We don't do it because we don't have it, do we, Agnes? Not
Our age. Oh, no, you're like a dried-up old husk, the pair of you.
Your mother suffers from sawdust expulsion.
Oh, dear.
Well, should we tell you what it is?
Yes,
go on, then.
Titty nope means crumbs of food left on your plate or dregs in a glass.
Well, what's that got to do with your bum?
We just wanted you to talk dirty to us.
Well, I have no idea where I got army from.
Amazing.
With the army.
I don't know where you got that from either, Mum. What the hell titty note got to do with the armed forces?
No. I really don't know, but that just reminded me I have to get some sprouts tomorrow.
Well, anyway, we love you both, and hopefully next time we'll be in person. And remember, always make sure you've got the right pads on in case you get that nick on. Love you both.
Bye-bye. There we go, the mothers. Thanks to Maxine Spencer for sending the word in as well for the mothers.
Nope. Well, there you go. Crumbs. Next time you're at a dinner party, can you imagine saying, I'm sorry, I hope I've not left too many titty notes. Do you say titty nopes? Is it titty nopes for the amount of crumbs, or is it it's just one word for
a collective word?
Titty nope mess.
Yes.
It's like there, you've got titty nope in your glass there.
You see, there's a bit of dreg.
Yes, yeah.
It's titty a titty nope. Nope. There we go.
I deal with a lot of titty nopes in my cup.
Really? Dregs. Yes, I get what you say. Now, I think we should play the game with the mouth, with the things.
Ah, yes, we've got a game to play.
Yes, we've got a game to play. Yes, I have. I went and bought some specially.
Now, we've been inventive with face masks. And this is a game you can all play at home. Preferably not when you're out in the street with strangers.
Right, so we've got pens here. We've got a pen here.
Yeah.
So we might need a bit of a theme tune music or something in here while we think of our rude words.
Right.
So that's mine there. That you've done for me.
I'm going to put Mary's on.
That's great. Well, let's explain to listeners now. We're all wearing
face masks
with a rude word or phrase on the front, and we've got to guess what our own phrases are because obviously we can't see.
So what do we do? Do we just? It's you first.
Yes.
How many questions are you allowed?
Five.
Okay.
Right. So is this? Is this a something on a person?
No.
Right, okay, that's one question. Is this a name that you would call somebody if you didn't like them?
Yes.
Oh my Does this word have the C word in it?
No.
Does this word have fuck in it?
No. Your last question.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Is it to do with a vagina?
Possibly.
And my final guess.
Yeah. So that was a question right now. You're going to guess what the word says. I'm telepathically trying to get you to.
Wanking.
I think we should give you that.
You're kidding?
No.
You're kidding?
What does it say? Take the mask off.
Wanker! Very good. I'm so impressed. Now, what we mustn't do is forget we've got these words on and go out with
it
on M&S. Wanker on. Oh my god! Right, who's next?
Well, I'll go next. I think.
Go on then.
Does the word on my mask rhyme with my surname?
No.
No.
When everybody says, "Is your brother called Mike?" Never heard that before. Yeah. Is it a bodily function?
No.
Is it a part of the body?
No.
Oh, right. Is it an? Is it a verb?
A verb.
A doing word. Would you
no,
do this?
No.
Is it something you'd say to somebody in the street?
Yes.
Well, she would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna come right out and say it. Is it twat?
Oh.
No.
Oh,
say...
No, you can't look at it yet because we give you yours, but we have to keep going.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay, go.
Come
right,
on,
Mary.
Is it one word?
No.
Is it an insult?
Yes.
Does it have a swear word in it?
Yes.
Does it have the C word in it?
No.
Got one more?
Yes.
Yeah. Sheep shagger.
Ooh, the right.
Why would you ever get sheep shagger out?
You've got the right letters.
Oh, you can't.
Oh,
be.
Sorry.
You can't
sorry.
Be.
Oh, well, she'd never get it anyway.
Right, mine. Is mine a part of the body?
Yes.
Yes.
Is easy to just guess no answers?
No.
No.
So it's a part of the body?
Yes.
Is it female or male part of the body?
Female.
Got to be something to do with the minge.
Yeah.
No, that's not a question, that's me. So it's got to be a minge. What do we call minges?
Such an intelligent
okay.
podcast.
Is it? Does this involve the C word?
No.
Is it? There's so many minge words.
We've covered most of them on the previous podcast.
I'm drowning in minge.
Oh, God!
Right, so I've got two left.
Can you imagine playing this on Christmas Day with your gran?
Brilliant.
Okay, right. It's minge. Is it anything to do with dripping? Minge.
Yes!
Oh, okay. I was going to go gaping then, but I'm going to keep dripping.
Oh, my God. Just thinking of all the other podcasts out there. Really intelligent, really. Here we are.
Today we're going to talk about the moon and how it got there.
Okay, I'm going to go for, if it's dripping, I'm going to go for damp.
Squib.
Girls, damps, no. The girls hate the term moist, don't you? Damp. Moist minge.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me that.
I'm going to give you that. Come on.
Come on.
No, there's one word left. You can't have that.
Okay, and you've got wanking. You're a wanker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's two words in this. You only got one, right?
Come on.
I would give it
I'd
to
give you that.
Oh, well, you're the bosses.
So fair.
Yeah, okay. Go on, you get it. Go on.
What? Tell the listeners, it says...
moisty flat.
Okay, you two.
I actually was going to say gaping flaps.
Ah,
but you
right.
didn't.
Great minds think alike.
Go on then, who's it? Go on, Glenn.
I was on, is it twat flaps on mine? No.
I'm sorry?
I said twat and that was close. No. Is it female body parts?
No.
Is it male body parts?
No.
So it's an insult you'd say to somebody in the street.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
No.
Knobhead.
No.
Dick splash.
No. We really scrape a big barrel off this one, aren't we?
Why is it funny though?
Podcast is the worst, filthiest one we've ever done.
Gosh, I can't think of anything else at the moment. Mary, what's
go
yours?
On then. It was two words, right?
Yes.
And I got the sheep shagger, apparently was kind of close.
Yeah.
What have you put? Does it have shagger in it?
No.
And it has a swear word in it?
Yes. We've got to give clues because you can't sit here all night.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
It has to do with feces.
Yours has to do with feces.
Shithead.
Nearly. Ooh.
Shit wanker.
Nearly.
No, that's your five.
Go on, Glenn.
Well, you don't give me clues now.
Okay, so you would call somebody this, as we know.
In the street, yeah.
Yeah, but it's very...
It's one word.
And...
Knob.
No.
Prick.
No.
I think you're thinking too...
Yeah, it's
specific.
Not... Specific. No, it's not that rude.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, it's something that you've probably been using...
You might call somebody who's, over the age of 70... a man, and he's perhaps driven a little bit stupidly. You might shout at them and say, "You what? Old
fart."
No.
Codger.
No.
One more, come on.
You old.
You old. Come
git.
On. Yeah. Yeah.
Git's not a swear word.
Apparently it is, according to the old Google.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought git was a pregnant fish.
That's pillock, isn't it?
No, it's twat.
You pillock?
You pillock git. You git pillock.
Anyway, we're left with Mary here.
You can take your face mask.
This is sad.
You've got shit, right?
Shit.
Yes.
Right. Can I just go through?
Go.
Shit fucker, shit cunt. Shit. Shit face. Shit for brains. Shit head.
It's what you leave behind you wherever you go.
Yeah, with your yarn.
With your yarn.
Shit pants, I don't know.
You leave your pants wherever you go.
Can you imagine this? Shit.
If you've not wiped yourself
you
properly.
You probably cleared some of these in the toilets in the pub.
Yeah.
Shit logs.
Shit logs.
Shit tampons, I don't know.
What?
Where the fuck do you stick your tampon?
On a brown tampon
at the pub. No, I don't want to know. Don't want to know.
I think that says more about the pub you're working.
Yeah. Just give me one more hint.
Rhymes with rain.
Shit brain.
Kane,
main lane.
It's a,
tame,
it's a town in Essex.
I don't know Essex. Same. Same.
It's a mark that you can't get rid of. It's a mark you can't get rid of.
It's a mark you can't get rid of.
A scar.
Rhymes with brain.
Brain and rain, Mary. Everybody that's listening to this, some guy that listened to us that drives his Land Rover across the desert in Australia is shouting,
the answer.
It's
Shit drain.
Do you know what? I've got to set it to dry it clean because I can't get this train out of my fucking shirt.
What would you take?
Shit that? Pain.
No.
Shit pain.
Shit stain. Yeah. And the whole world is cheering now, Mary. We have an alley.
Nazi murder, their victim being Dr. Driscoll's very flatulent mother. After a lengthy court battle, our crime-fighting duo were left off the hook. Much to Miss Tarpley's horror, they had been suspects of the body in the freezer murder. Now, after a time spent recuperating in a spa in Weston-super-Mare, they were ready to start their lives again. We join them now in their car. It's dark and the road is a quiet country lane, but all is not quiet for long.
That is not the gear stick, my dear. Please change down and don't be so violent.
Oh, what a fuss you make, my dear. I can't help it if there's more than one sticky up thing in here. It's very confusing.
Oh!
Are you all right, my love? Your lips have gone blue.
I'm fine. Just a loss of blood from the head.
What is that?
I'm sorry, my love. I'll put it away.
No, not that. But that?
Well, it seems to be an upturned car and a strange man waving like a loon on the road ahead. Pull over, my dear, and I will ascertain the situation.
You're not going out there alone. He could be an axe-wielding murderer. He looks a type. Look, he's frothing at the mouth.
Hello? I said hello? Hello, are you all right?
Fucker, slag it up, fucker, fat. I say,
young man.
Get away from me. Don't you fucker, sir.
I say, is it a problem? Are you all right? Oh, be careful, my love. He looks a right one. His eyes are rolling back in his head, and he seems to be carrying a lethal weapon of some kind.
I think it's his shoe, my dear. I think it's quite harmless.
All right. Oh, fucking right. My car's upside fucking down.
Excuse me, my good man. Are you hurt?
Hurt? What the fuck does it look like? I'm upside down in a fucking ditch, you dozy swat.
What, would you like an ambulance?
Ambulance? I'd like some fucking drink. I'd like something to fucking drink and pass, you dozy old dried up cow. Is your Venus fly, fucking penis fly trap fucked up or something? Get down here and give me something.
I think you're slightly tipsy, my good man.
Tipsy, you fucking cow. Tipsy? I'm not fucking tipsy. I'll show you fucking tipsy. I'll bend over you. Bend you over. I'll bend you. I'll bend you over and give you a tip of something. You dried up old husk.
Probably.
Was that fucking you? You smelly bitch. I bet those pants are full of something.
There's a delicious stain.
I think that was Watson. It certainly wasn't me. Well,
where are we?
I think you're slightly tipsy, my good man.
I think someone's tried to kill me. It's another fucking medium. It's one of the jealous. They're jealous out there. We pretend we like each other. We really do, but we don't. We fucking hate each other. We pretend we like each other on stage. I used to have two mates. We were called the Three Cocks or something. And do you know what? It was like a bun fight trying to get on stage. Two of us first. Because we had to get first because we were just throwing names out. And there's only so many names you can throw out. It's one of them. It's one of them. They tried to kill me. They tried to kill me.
Can
now
I
let's
just
have a happy look at your crotch.
Oh, my love, he's obviously not going to give us any useful information such as who he is and where on this planet he's come from. Well, I deduce that this man has certainly been drinking and is well oiled. Wouldn't you say, my love? My love!
I think he is more than that. He seems to be lying prostrate and he doesn't seem to be moving. Shall I go and check for a pulse?
Oh, quite right, my dear.
Hmm. Yes. I can confirm that this red person is dead.
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, I don't believe it. He seemed so angry, carefree and violent just a few seconds ago. Oh, I'm quite turned on. Wait, what's this?
It's a note. It says, die, die, die. You bastard.
Aha! So the murderer did the dastardly deed, did they? I deduce the smell of bitter almonds. Cyanide poisoning.
Let me sniff him, my love.
What the raging fuck are you doing on a slow winter fucking China? What the fuck are you... Hey, get your fucking nose away from that. You're not sniffing me there. Even my mum doesn't sniff me there, and she knows me better than anyone. I don't even let Diddy anywhere near that little crease.
Quick!
And it wasn't me. You know what? I wasn't drunk when I got in that field. I swerved to miss something. And then I was upside down. I was cold. I was cold. The water was coming in. I just had a drink to keep me warm. I'm not drunk. They're just trying to kill me. Everyone's trying to kill me.
Quick, my love. Quick. Get in the car. This man is not human. He's clearly not dead, is he? Quick. He's wielding his deadly turquoise diamond. He's studded pointed Cubans at you. Run!
I'm running.
Come back here and give me a fucking hand. And let me have a sip of your knickers.
Join Miss Sharpley and Dr. Driscoll's next episode as we hopefully have a murder to solve. And let it be a right ruddy, ghastly one.
Oh, that was an event.
Who farted in the middle of that?
I think it was Watson.
It was somebody farted. I heard it. I want you to rewind that and play it as many times as possible.
Okay. I don't want to point the finger at anything, but somebody raised slightly off the chair.
Well, it was. Well, I swear, it was not me, because I don't do that sort of thing.
Surprised it didn't bang the fucking head on the ceiling.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Oh, my.
Those three, when they're together, is pretty... frightening.
Insane.
Wow.
Certainly was.
Yes, it was. What a trip. I'm exhausted and drained.
Birthday party. I've got my mascara's down my face. I've laughed so is yours, Glenn. I know. Watson, no, you've let off enough gas this evening.
He's just staring at the donuts.
I was going to say turnips. I'm finding odd words coming out my mouth to replace things that...
turnips.
Yeah. Righty-ho. Oh, well, it's been wonderful.
It has. We'll finish off these donuts and and reconvene next time.
Next time, yes. Absolutely, and more fun, frolics, laughter, and I'm sure far many rude words.
We didn't get through all the emails that have been sent in. There have been so many, but please do keep sending them. We'll try and get more in next time. And if you want to email us, you send it to
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com. Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Yeah, lots of love to you all. Be safe, be careful, and we love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yvette and Glenn.
Who was it that farted?
With their Anytime Podcast show.
It was you.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it. Your favorite band's about to play a sold-out show, and you definitely got tickets. And drinks. Now hurry and make it back to your spot. Pass this person and that person. About 20 more. Ooh, watch out for feet.
Hey.
Just keep going. A little further. Oh, there's your friend.
Over here.
Right where you want to be. Close enough to see the set list. And they're definitely playing your song. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.